So some things we think of when we think of Jackson is the beard and the Lego. So yep. When I was on the Race to 1,000 selfies at Goodwill, I ran into an employee. His job is legit going through the Legos that get donated.
I can't believe, I didn't know that people were donating Legos because the resale value on there. I have a friend who's a buyer and a seller, and he goes out and buys things in bulk. And anytime he has Legos, he has me go through them, or he'll give me the minifigures. I'm like, I'm just going to resell these. And he's like, that's fine. I'm like, there's a lot of money in these. Of my Lego minifigure collection, I have literally thousands, plural, of dollars in Legos.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Especially after meeting John and hearing a little bit about his job. Check this out.
What's he do?
Well, right now I'm sorting through the Legos. Got about 100 pounds out in a week one day. Sorting through the Legos, getting the minifigure separated out, the book separated out, the base plate separated out. Got to pull out all of the off brands and make sure that we're selling just the Legos.
And Jackson says he is the one Wisconsinite who owns the most minifigures. I think he said his total is up to like 450 minifigures. So which ones have you seen in your career here with Goodwill would probably be like the most impressive?
The large amount of Star Wars minifigures, they make tons of money. We sell maybe 20 at a time. You can make up to $128 depending on what the minifigures are.
Yep.
Cool. So where should Jackson go to purchase one of these minifigures?
Shop Goodwill of South Central Wisconsin. We have our online site.
Perfect. Thank you so much, John. Give me a little shake of the Legos here.
Woo! Yeah, I was at my local Lego store over in Fitchburg. My friends at Bricks and Minifigs was there, and you're right about that. The Star Wars Legos, they are the most expensive Lego. I'm pretty sure the most valuable minifigure is a Boba Fett, and it's worth $10,000.
What?
Yeah,
for one minifigure.
For one minifigure,
because it's just so rare.
Just very rare. It's from back in the 70s, I'm pretty sure. And but Lego has always done stuff with Star Wars, so it's been a great marriage right there. And for collectors of Star Wars and collectors of Lego, it speaks to both of them.
Well, you work in radio. You can afford that, right, Jackson?
Absolutely. I'm broke.